Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 60. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 32 tonight, overcast. Mixed precipitation likely changing all rain. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 47, overcast. Temps well below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-40s. Scattered showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 42 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. It's down to two candidates for a very important position in Topeka. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The city has announced that Russ Klump and Chris Vallejo are the finalists for the position of police chief. Two candidates, Simon Happer and Jose Salcido, withdrew from the process. There'll be the opportunity for the public to meet and speak with both candidates on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Hotel Topeka. Then on Thursday, there'll be a special executive session of the governing body to discuss and choose between the two. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Students at Wichita Public Schools will have a new student code of conduct soon. The U.S. Department of Justice investigation found discrimination against students based on race and disabilities. So the goal of the new code of conduct will be to create consistency across the district. The latest draft is based on feedback from parents and teachers, and the new code of conduct will be finalized in Wichita Public Schools in January. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Docking Institute of Public Affairs recently released the annual Kansas Speak Survey of Public Opinion. A panel of 645 adult residents in Kansas, age 18 and older, were surveyed online to assess their attitudes and opinions regarding various issues of interest to Kansas citizens. This year's survey covered several topics, including attitudes towards legalizing medical and recreational marijuana, immigration, Medicaid expansion, and gun control. Select findings from the 2024 Kansas Speak survey include that about 73% support legalizing medical marijuana in Kansas and 12% oppose, while about 61% support legalizing recreational marijuana and 22% oppose. Support for Medicaid expansion in Kansas in 2024 continues to be at about 70%, and 51% of the responders felt the issue was highly or extremely important as they decide who gets their vote to represent them in the Kansas legislature, compared to 8% who felt the issue was not important at all. Most agreed that legal immigrants contribute to the economic vitality of Kansas at 61% and to their own community at 59%, with disagreement at about 15% on both questions. Regarding illegal immigration, 45% disagree that illegal immigrants contribute more to society than they take in terms of resources, while about 27% agree with the statement. Over half agree that education beyond high school is a good return on investment for both the student, where 56% agreed, or 18% disagreed, and for the general population of Kansas, where 55% agreed and 13% disagreed. And the cost of housing was also a concern for Kansans, with almost one-third, or 32% of the respondents, saying they're insecure about their housing situation. In a question about affordable child care asked for the first time this year, strong majorities feel that access to affordable child care strengthens the economy, 79% agree and 3% disagree, and that affordable and accessible child care is an obstacle to women's economic participation, where 68% agreed and 12% disagreed. A complete copy of the 2024 Kansas Speak survey results, as well as results from previous years, can be found at fhsu.edu/docking/kansas-speaks. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began on Friday, November 1st, and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow their consumers to maintain or reestablish service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction, though many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website at kcc.ks.gov. The health insurance marketplace is experiencing an increase in the number of potential cases of agent and broker misconduct, so consumers should be on the alert and verify changes and enrollments in their health insurance. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt warns that everyone should be very cautious when giving authorization for changes in their health insurance enrollments, and if you suspect unauthorized activity, report it immediately. The Kansas Department of Insurance and the Health Insurance Marketplace have offered some tips for consumers on how to identify fraud and avoid becoming a victim of unauthorized changes or enrollment in insurance plans. And they include to confirm permission, as agents and brokers must gain your permission to sign you up or to make changes to your insurance plan. And an agent broker who is not already associated with your enrollment must take additional steps to update your consumer marketplace enrollment. They'll be required to conduct a three-way call with the consumer and the marketplace call center, or direct you to submit the change yourself through Find Local Help on healthcare.gov. Avoid red flags. If you come across a health insurance ad that offers you cash, gifts, or other bonuses, this could be a scam. So avoid giving out personal information that may be used without your consent. And make sure to only use trusted official sources to find help with researching, selecting, and enrolling in insurance plans so you can review and compare your plans carefully. Consumers who think they may be a victim of unauthorized agent or broker activity should call the Marketplace Call Center at 1-800-318-2596. And for any questions regarding unauthorized agent or broker activity, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department online at insurance.kansas.gov. In Nebraska news, small game season officially kicked off across Nebraska on October 26th, and people across the state are already planning hunting trips for pheasant, quail, and partridge. However, some people are reporting worryingly low numbers of birds in places across the state. According to the Nebraska Parks and Game Commission, hunting, fishing, and wildlife has an impact of roughly $4 billion annually, with around 200,000 licensed hunters. And for many, it's a way of life, though that way of life might be threatened in the panhandle. According to Pheasants Forever, some of the major reasons pheasant populations can be impacted are habitat degradation from agriculture and human encroachment, weather, and the use of pesticides that affect food supplies for pheasants and farming machinery that has both destroyed pheasants' habitats as well as killed pheasants on the ground. And drought and severe weather events like hailstorms have also been contributed. In the early hours of November 3rd, Douglas County Dispatch received reports of an armed carjacking near 66th and Kansas Avenue involving a black Honda Pilot taken at gunpoint. Within minutes, a Douglas County deputy located the vehicle, initiating a pursuit when it fled. Douglas County Sheriff's deputies deployed stop sticks successfully at 153rd and Blondo Street, bringing the stolen vehicle to a halt. According to Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, three suspects, two 16-year-olds and a 14-year-old, were taken into custody and are now booked at the Douglas County Youth Detention Center on charges including felony theft by receiving stolen item over $5,000 and unlawful occupancy. One suspect remains at large, and no weapon had been located at that time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas State University Extension Specialist, agricultural agents, and local conservation district representatives will host a field day focused on controlling woody encroachment and other brush management techniques. This free event, beginning at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, November 6th, will offer expert advice to the public about how to use chemical and mechanical treatments to combat the spread of invasive trees and brush. And it will be hosted at the Robin Coles Ranch with a free lunch to provide to the participants. Organizers say managing the spread of trees on grassland is essential. Stacy Minson, the K-State Research and Extension Watershed Specialist, said they know that Kansas is losing a lot of acres of grassland and pasture to the spread of trees and other brush, and the economic loss for landowners and producers means that learning these key land management strategies will be really beneficial now and into the future. The program will include other topics as well, including the use of alternative watering systems for livestock, winter cow nutrition, and other water quality concerns. Minson said that this is especially relevant as the day's discussion will help the public learn more about how to improve water quality in Kannapolis Reservoir, which is the oldest reservoir in the state of Kansas. The field day is sponsored by Big Creek Middle Smoky Hill River Watersheds, Midway Extension District, Ellsworth County Conservation District, and Natural Resource Conservation Service in Ellsworth. And speakers from K-State will include experts on soil science, cropping systems, and watershed management. Anyone interested in attending is asked to register online or call 785-472-3161, extension 3. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities that are striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The HEAL grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, or entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their communities. The application opened November 1st and will close on January 31st, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. Communities that received HEAL grants in spring 2023 or fall 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. For more information about HEAL grants and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. This time of year marks the period when vehicle deer collisions increase, and Kansas roadways are no exception. So that's why the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, and AAA Kansas are offering helpful tips to assist drivers as they navigate Kansas roadways, including what to do if motorists have a collision with a deer. While the vast majority of vehicle deer collisions do not result in serious injury, data collected by the Kansas Department of Transportation indicates that in 2023, 7 people were killed and 658 were injured in collisions involving deer. This fall season, remain safe as possible in your vehicle by staying alert, slowing down, and eliminating distractions while driving. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips or chef salad, whipped potatoes, gravy, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beer rocks, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland.
Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 60 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 32 with a calm wind that should become north around 5 miles per hour after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then rain showers are likely. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 47 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, there's a chance of rain showers before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. It should be cloudy with a low around 32. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday there's a 30% chance of rain, otherwise it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 45. On Friday, there's rain likely, mainly afternoon. It should be cloudy with a high near 46. On Saturday, a 50% chance of rain, otherwise it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 48. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. And on Monday, Veterans Day, it should be sunny with a high near 59. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 81%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.80, and the dew point is 36 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs won 30-24 in overtime on Monday Night Football against the Buccaneers, due in part to DeAndre Hopkins' 8 catches for 86 yards and 2 touchdown catches. This is only his second game with the club after being traded from the Titans, where he had 1 touchdown catch in 6 games. After the game, Patrick Mahomes talked about what DeAndre Hopkins has meant and what he's able to do with the club.
I mean, he's so good at winning one-on-one. And so to be able to have him down in the red zone, third down situations, he does a good job of filling out and finding those windows. He's kind of like Travis does. I think as he figures out the whole entire offense, he'll get even better, because there's sometimes he's going places I'm like, man, there's a time and a place for that. But that's what makes him great. And then you give him a chance down the field and he makes a play. It goes from a play where it might have been a bad decision to a big-time catch.
The Chiefs will look to remain undefeated as they take on the Broncos Sunday at 12 p.m. on CBS. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.